You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Don't you see? It's so simple. Step one, we Google the biggest flops on Broadway. Step two, we find the crazy stories behind them. Step three, we see how they lose millions of dollars.
Millions?
Broadway isn't cheap. A lot of fancy people want to be producers. Step four, find out why the show won't go on. Step five, end this episode and head to Times Square.
Times Square? That'll never work. Only Broadway successes are in Times Square.
Oh, ye of little faith. Welcome!
What's up, theater geeks?
What tis up? This is intermission sode.
I don't know what number we are. You don't know.
It's cool. I'll figure it out before we post it.
You'll see it on the iTunes. You don't care.
You don't.
You're just like, a new episode. I'm excited.
You're like, finally. Yeah. It's been a while.
It really has.
Because listen, we have the holidays.
Yeah.
And January is the Monday of months. So.
It really is. Ooh, that's good. It really is.
It really is. So we didn't get a whole lot done in January.
I was producing a concert. So I was like, I think it was like December. I was like, Pamela, we ain't doing no episodes in January.
Which was totally fine by me. Oh, you've reached Theater Geeks Anonymous. I'm Pamela.
And this is Ebony.
This is the podcast where we talk about Broadway flops, scandals, and new works. But today, we're going to talk about different things.
On the intermission shows, we usually just like talk about what's happening in theater right now, if you're paying attention to Broadway.
I love that you just, matter-of-factly, it's what we talk about. I'm like, different. We talk about different stuff. It's cool. Just, you're along for the ride. You're listening. Which obviously means you know what to expect.
That's right. And usually this is where the new work piece does come in. Usually.
Yeah, that's very true, actually, yeah. And we will be talking about a semi-new piece.
Yeah. The Band's Visit?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I did not see their Atlantic Theater Company run.
Okay. I didn't either. I haven't seen anything. And I keep, because the commercial plays constantly on Facebook, at least, because I look at Broadway all the time, I guess. So all of the ads on my Facebook are Broadway. And it's usually like shows that I've been in, because I'll mention those shows constantly. Yeah. So it'll like pop up with an ad for Wicked, which makes me slightly sad and nostalgic. But it's good. But the Band's Visit commercial will constantly play, except that you have to click on it in order for the sound to come up. And because usually I'm looking at that stuff when the little boy I nanny is sleeping, I can't really watch anything with sound.
Right.
So I see it a lot, but I don't get to listen. So I have no inkling what's about or what it is.
So it is based on a movie. It's a Israeli movie.
Oh.
Please forgive me if I'm wrong. If it's Israeli or Egyptian, but it's basically this Egyptian like police band is traveling to Israel in order to perform at a cultural center.
Yeah.
And they get stranded along the way. And so they spend this one night in this tiny little town in Israel. And the music is, oh my God.
That's so good. I've been hearing. Oh, I can't wait to listen to. I should just do
David Yazbek, dust off your shelf because your behind's getting a Tony. I'm telling you what.
I was like, where is this coming? Where is this going? I mean, dust off your shelf and then what?
The music is, oh my gosh.
He's so good. He wrote the full Monty, right?
Yeah.
He's so good. I love David Yazbek.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you have not seen the show, go see the show. The story's like very simple. It's not, I mean, I wouldn't say it's like extraordinarily deep or anything, you know, like, I mean, there's depth there because you can tell like these characters have stories that we only get little tiny snippets of, but that's the point. It's just like one day with them.
That's cool.
And Tony Shalhoub is, I mean, who doesn't love Tony Shalhoub?
Oh, love, love, love.
So please, y'all, go see it. I've warned people and told them, like I said, go see Hamilton. People didn't listen to me. Now they want to complain. I told people to go see Dear Evan Hansen. They didn't go see it. Now they want to complain. I'm telling you, go see The Band's Visit. Just do it.
Don't ask questions.
Just go.
Run. Right now.
I'm telling you, you won't regret it.
Put us on pause.
You'll just regret not seeing it. That's what you're going to regret, is not seeing it.
That's true.
So that's The Band's Visit. Go see it.
Tell me, you were telling me about a website.
Yeah, so Roma Tori, mm-hmm. who is on New York One. If you don't have cable, you don't know what New York One is. But it's like a specific... It's a specific, like, news source for the New York City area, mm-hmm. like Westchester. And
all. It's where we get our traffic news.
Yeah, it's like our local CNN type news.
Yes,
basically. And so she is a theater reviewer for New York One, and she's on this show called On Stage often. That is basically like. It's like what's happening in New York City theater. And they don't just do Broadway. They also do off-Broadway.
Yeah, that's cool.
I really love that show.
Totally. So,
anyway, she is one of our Twitter followers. And so when I saw that she has this theater guide, I was like, let me look this up. And it's really cool. I really love how it's formatted. So it's basically gives you a list of what's open on Broadway right now. And you just click on it, and right below the title of the show opens up, like, her review of it. Oh. So if you're coming from out of town and you want some sort of idea of, like, what's a good show to go see and, like, why a show is, you know, interesting to go see or why it's not interesting to go see, like, she gives you the pros and cons. She's really good at not just, like, outright saying, like, this is terrible. Like, she's like... You know, this is why it's good. This is why, you know, these are reasons why maybe you wouldn't go see it. You
cool.
know, so it's really great. Again, Roma Tori. So it's Roma is R-O-M-A. Her last name is T-O-R-R-E.com. And her theater guide's right there on her website.
Nice.
So, especially if you're an out-of-towner, you
totally
want to check that out.
Well, we talk constantly about the families of four coming to New York City and like, well, we're going to spend this amount of money on a ticket. Right. What are we going to go see? And they end up going to see something safe.
Right.
Well, don't. Don't see something safe. Go on a Roma Tori. RomaTori.com.
Right.
Click on her little guide. Figure it out.
That's right. And see something different. And then, you know, then you'll be the family who saw Hamilton. You know what I mean?
Or Dear Evan Hansen.
Before it was a huge deal.
Before it was popular.
Yeah.
Before it was a thing.
Right.
I know that you're not going to like this, Ebony.
Uh-oh.
I kind of want to go see SpongeBob.
Yeah, we talked about this. You said you did.
It looks really cute. The face I'm getting right now.
I mean, I'll support you. You do you, kid. You do you.
It looks cute, and I liked the music that they played on the Macy's Day Parade.
Well, because it's all music from, like, popular music already. Like, like the music was not specifically written for SpongeBob SquarePants. Like, it's popular music that we all know.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, how funny. You'd have thought I'd known that, but I didn't, because I didn't recognize the song.
Yeah, which is fine.
Okay. <Yeah. laughs> It's very colorful, though.
The costumes it is very and colorful. Stuff.
Looks fun. Yep. I mean, honestly, I know it's like, when am I going to get a free moment to do anything? But
we're crossing our fingers and toes.
We
are. 2018 is going to be a new, different kind of a year.
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
It would be for both of us.
Maybe a new apartment for me, which would be so good.
Maybe a new job.
Right.
I mean.
Maybe just one single job.
Yeah, that'd be real nice.
And one single job and some interests.
Yeah. I know. And some interests.
I just don't have any time for anything right now.
It's like how we even get this podcast done. Out of control. Okay, so last piece is we just want to like give a little overview about what's happening on season 3.
It's going to be awesome.
It is. Let's not...
Give it away?
Let's not get, like, especially the one thing we're super excited about.
Okay.
Let's just like drag them along so they have to guess unless they're my roommate and already know. I know.
Megan, don't you dare tell anybody. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. It's going to be exciting. Look, there is a theme, much like last season had a theme of, you know, each month it was like, you know, back to school with September and like, you know, political type for stuff November. In November. Yeah. Halloween was October. We're going to have a similar theme, but we're going to let you guess. And whoever gets it right first gets a mention on our show. I just made that up. I don't know. We'll do it, though. It'll be fun.
We will. If you have to like, so obviously, guys, we're on Twitter, we're on Facebook.
Yes.
You know that. And then, of course, we'll reiterate that at the end of this episode. You'll hear our little spiel that we have. but if you tweet or Facebook at us, if you have guessed who our whatever it
whatever
is.
Whatever our theme is. I know it's hard not to give it away.
then... We'll say so and so understood that this was happening. That's what we'll do.
It'll be awesome. Find me on Instagram too. You can see all my pups because I constantly put my dogs on there. It's my Instagram account.
So she can do whatever she wants.
Pamela Shandro is what it is. I'll let you find me. I'm the only one. I am really truly the only Pamela Shandro.
Yeah.
Because I'm super special. But it's all my dogs. But I'm thinking maybe for 2008 I'll start like, I don't know.
2018.
Did I just say 2008? Oh my gosh. No. I'm thinking for 2018 I'll start like putting like, I don't know, some videos of me singing or something like
that's
that.
A good idea.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
I think that would be fun.
That's a good idea. So this season we have a theme. You can guess the theme. We'll just say we have some special guests, which is exciting because the only person we had last season or two seasons ago was my sister, which was awesome. But that episode got messed up. So you barely heard her
because she was in the very beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we had to re-record.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Wah, wah.
Can I just tell you that over Christmas, I was home in Illinois, and we were driving to Champaign from Bloomington, which is about 45-minute drive, and it was me and my niece, Trinity, and my dad, and we were listening to just, you know, whatever on the radio, and I was like, so what do you guys want to listen to? And nobody could answer, and I was like, do you want to listen to my podcast? To which there was a resounding, yeah, that's cool. Let's listen to your podcast. And so we put on the episode of Rebecca because I was like, I don't know which one to listen to first. Yeah. But that's the kind of one that started it all. So we listened to it and they liked it.
Oh, that's fine.
I know. I did. That was the first thing I asked my dad when I was there. So have you listened to it yet? And he was like,
Oh, Dad.
I know. It's okay. It's okay. He's not a podcast guy, but we'll get there.
I feel like it's unless they're the one theater director that you know. What's his name? Who listens
Alan
to
Alan Wilson. Yeah. He's actually in New York right now, too. I'm meeting. Yeah, I'm going to have dinner with him tomorrow night.
Tell him I said hi and thank you for listening. I mean, he's also going to hear it on this because he actually does listen to
us. He does, and he likes every post we've ever put on the Facebook.
Alan, you're the best human.
He really is.
A good human.
He is. He taught me everything I know.
It's really true.
It is. Yeah. Well, maybe not everything, because I will put some on my parents. But
oh, that's right, because your dad has a theater company and all.
Yeah, both my parents are performers, too. But Alan was my fifth grade teacher, but also the director of our high school shows, and some of the ones that I did while I was in junior high were the high school shows as well, or in elementary school. I did a couple of them when I was younger. Like The King and I when I was in third grade.
So cute.
It was awesome. I was the first princess to come down the stairs to greet Mrs. Anna. It's not interesting at all. I gave myself a role, basically.
I'm like, those kids are not white. Either.
No, they're not. But Tri-Valley in Downs, Illinois didn't have a single minority until my senior year.
Oh, no.
And then that minority happened to be in elementary school at the time. So, they weren't even in, the actual building that we were in. Yeah. It's a very small town. I mean, like, I graduated with a class of 56. That should give you an idea of how small the school was. So it is not surprising.
No.
It's not surprising.
But, oh dear.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com.
There was a much more...
like the all white, like once on this island, the number of friends, white friends I have that were in all white casts of Once on This Island.
There is a school in Hayworth, Illinois, which is roughly the same demographic as Tri-Valley when I was growing up, that did The Wiz, and I just thought it was
I've heard that so many times too. I'm like, you guys have The Wizard of Oz. Just do that one. Why do you insist on doing the black one? Why? I'll never understand you guys.
But I will say that as as a child of Bangkok, they painted us yellow.
No! Oh my god.
Well, like, not like yellow, like a crayon
this
yellow.
This is like blackface though, Pamela.
Well, it was. But this was also, I mean, this would have been like the early 90s, so it wasn't as... You know, they didn't think about that kind of stuff as much as they do now. Like, there would be a lot more sensitivity to it now. But also, though, and I had very, very long hair down to my pants, like down to my waistband. And it was a very, like, it's a very wavy, curly, thick hair. And they had to spray it with black, like, hair spray paint and put it up in a top knot. And then they created little top knot hats with yogurt containers that they covered with fabric. So that was what they put on top of that. So, like, at the end of the night...
Why didn't they just do your hair on it?
What?
Like if the top knot... Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Like, why didn't they just take your hair, put it in a top knot around the... Instead of putting fabric? Doesn't make sense. If your hair was already so long...
Well, no, the hair went up into a top knot, but then the little hat sat on top of the top knot.
Oh, wait. Okay, so there's the...
Yeah, it just went over the bun. So it looked like the little hat was sitting on top of my head.
I understand now. Okay. I forgot there was like a hat covering the actual... Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We looked adorable. But it was incredibly insensitive.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about the implications of that before I told this story. Sorry.
It's a common... Like, I've had this conversation with so many of my friends. Like, so many, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're just...
I mean, you would be hard-pressed to find someone with naturally dark hair in our school. That was... I mean, that's... Yeah. That was just the... That's the reality. But you're right in that, you know, why do a show like King and I?
Yeah.
But it's... You know
there's
what?
So many shows.
Well, there are,
like but... Like, Les Mis, you could have done.
I mean, you really have... No, well, that wouldn't know. That no, it wouldn't know, because this was back in the early 90s. Maybe the late 80s. Let me see. Third grade. I was eight.
Okay.
So it would have been 89.
Okay, so no, you couldn't have...
No, it wasn't. It didn't exist for schools to do, or for anybody to do outside of, you know, the major productions, I think, at that point. But... You really, for a school like ours, because it was so small and because the amount of people that would try out for the shows was also very small, you know, you'd maybe have an average of 30 for the musical and very much less than that for the play. You know, the director, Alan, would really have to hand pick the show that he could from the people that he knew were going to come out for it.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd have to be like, okay, so this year we've got this many guys. So what are we going to do? I know that King and I, that only has a cast of like maybe four guys and everyone else is a woman. I think that's super smart. But you know what I mean?
Yeah. And I mean, I think too, nowadays we are much easier about doing like a sex reversal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And so, like, this theater company I go see regularly, Upstart Creatures, they tend to have more women than men. So mm-hmm. they'll just be like, well, we'll do this show that's mostly dudes and make it all women instead.
Love that.
And it's freaking awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that a lot.
Yeah. So I think we are more okay with that now mm-hmm. than we when we were kids. And we're not even old, but it's like
you know, like when Bonnie Mitchell was our accompanist mm-hmm. and she was freaking awesome. She can play anything and she can look at the music once and be like, "Here you go." But she's not the kind of person that would be able to transpose or mm-hmm. to change keys or anything like that. So right. if you did do a role reversal, yeah. that's something that we wouldn't have had the capability of, I think.
Okay.
So that would have been an issue.
Right.
But I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Thanks for listening. Thanks for coming on our tangent with us.
And actually, if you all could tweet at us or Facebook us about, like, what inappropriate shows you were in, because this is very fascinating to me.
Yeah, it is fascinating.
It's very, very fascinating. And I, like I said, I have a ton of friends who were in all white Once on This Island, a ton of friends who were in all white Whizzes. There's like that notorious story about having a black Tracy Turnblad, which like doesn't actually make sense to the story, but like they wanted to do colorblind casting,
right?
Like I
and if you
really
have pictures, you're gonna go to the top of the list.
Yeah, please send us pictures, tweet at us, just tell us. Like yes. I love this stuff. Is
it's fun.
It's so fascinating. It's like fascinating and horrifying all yeah. at the same time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah.
Okay. So now we're really leaving.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, geeks. Could you just do us a favor and go to Facebook at Theater Geeks Anonymous?
Also, you can follow us on Twitter at TGA.
B-way. Also, TGABUA@gmail.com.
Perfect.
To send us any comments.
Ideas for our intermission episodes.
Totally. Oh my gosh. Anything you want to send us there. Or you can also message us on either Twitter or Facebook.
Yes, you can.
Like, share, follow.
Rate, review, subscribe on iTunes.
Oh, and where else are we?
We're also on SoundCloud and Stitcher if you are an Android user.
Right. Which I'm not. I don't know. I mean, none of my friends are.
Just so kidding. Are we not friends? Is that what you're saying?
What are you talking about? We're more than friends. This is going way south. Okay. So anyway, thank you guys. You're awesome. Thanks for listening. Send us to all of your friends.
Yeah. If there's anybody you know that you think will like us, please totally. Tell them to listen.
Hey, if you go to college in a theater department, spread us around.
Yeah. I mean,
spread us like a sun butter.
Listen, if you want to be the ultimate theater geek and know about shows that nobody else knows mm-hmm. about, I think you might want to be trying to listen to us.
You could be going to your 9 p.m. rehearsal going, "Hey, guys, have you ever heard of the show Senator Joe?
Yeah.
Or maybe something called, I don't know, Kelly?"
Okay. Well, that's it. Thank you so much, guys, for listening.